The storm system that brought snow Tuesday night and a rain and snow mix yesterday has fizzled out and moved away. The storm dropped heavy amounts of snow in the mountains, with less snow in our valley locations where we saw that transition from snow to rain early yesterday. That type of setup is characteristic of the approaching spring season. As we get into March, we typically see these systems that are more dependent upon elevation, with the higher spots receiving more snowfall. Now we're dealing with a large upper-level area of low pressure that will very slowly meander its way across the northeast over the next couple of days. Cloud cover has been quite extensive today, though a few of us have been lucky enough to see at least a couple of breaks of sunshine. Now, despite the cloud cover and the cold air aloft, temperatures are fairly comfortable, with readings that have reached up into the 40s in our lower spots this afternoon and in the 30s across the mountainous terrain. There's even a few spots well south of Albany that have come close to the 50-degree mark on this Thursday. We are also looking at a few rain and snow showers on radar, all being driven by the instability of that upper level low. So there's the chance for a passing rain or snow shower through early this evening. And then as we work past sunset, the air will cool enough that we'll see a chance for some areas of snow showers. It's not going to be a great deal of snow, and by no means is it a big storm, but there might be a slippery accumulation of snow in some locations. The best chance for that will be in the mountains. Coming up during the day tomorrow, we're still going to be dealing with that upper level low, so we're going to have a good deal of clouds, some breaks of sunshine, especially in our valley locations, and still the chance for a few passing rain or snow showers. And even into the weekend, that low will be off to our east, but there's going to be enough energy rotating around it to keep the chance for a few rain or snow showers in the forecast, especially on Saturday. And it's also going to be fairly cool as we work into this first weekend of March, with temperatures mainly in the 30s on both Saturday and Sunday. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly cloudy, chance of snow showers, low in the 20s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, chance of rain or snow showers, high in the 30s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica and Gloversville. Tonight, mostly cloudy, chance of snow showers, low in the 20s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, chance of rain or snow showers, high in the 30s. For the Southeastern Catskills, Mid and Lower Hudson Valley, and interior Southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly cloudy, chance of rain or snow showers, low 26 to 32. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and some sun, high 40 to 45. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly cloudy, with a chance of snow showers, low 25 to 30. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, chance of a passing rain or snow shower, high 35 to 40. Region-wide on Saturday, variably to mostly cloudy, chance of rain or snow showers, mainly north, high in the 30s and lower 40s, and on Sunday, variably cloudy, with highs mainly in the 30s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.